Ransom Love from Caldera Systems. How we doing?
Morning, Ransom.
I'm doing great, thank you. I don't know if I have the coolest name. Mad Dog Hall's kind of an interesting name, but I guess that's a nickname.
That's a nickname.
Okay.
Do you have a middle name?
Howard.
You lost it, dude. Yeah.
But you got to have some normalcy in that.
It's already been made abundantly clear that Caldera is Linux for
e-business!
Oh, my God. You must do that every morning when you wake up.
No, I just heard it for the first time in my booth. God.
So, Ransom.
They want to interrupt the interview.
Boxers or briefs?
You're not allowed to ask these
questions. Hey, come on.
I'm allowed to ask whatever I'd like. It's my show.
He's right. Brutal. I'm going to warn you. Okay,
I am pretty brutal. Well, Caldera, I'm very pleased because just recently I gave a copy of your disc to my father-in-law, who is your standard Windows 95 AOL using guy that reads magazines and he's into the computer scene. And all he heard was about Linux. All he wanted to do was run Linux, and it was so easy just to give him your disc. And it's got a version of Partition Magic on there. It was just super simple. Now all he's got to do is figure out all the plug-and-play garbage in his Packard Bell case.
There you go.
But it was so nice to be able to give a disc to somebody and not have to walk them through an installation and not have to, like, just stand with them and make sure they weren't going to do something stupid and make sure they weren't going to ruin anything they had. So I wanted to thank you for making that easy for me and my father-in-law. Right.
You're welcome.
Actually, I've got an even better story to tell about one of my friends, Dave Wright. I won't mention where he works, but in Warren, Ohio, somewhere. He's an old-time Unix user, a pretty good guy, actually. But he told me recently he had a lot easier time installing your product than Windows 95 on similar hardware. It was he just couldn't believe it. He was blown away. So you're doing something cool there.
Well, thanks. PC Labs actually said it's the best install in the industry, and we just won Linux Journal's Best Product of the Year award because of that.
Well, congratulations.
Isn't that fun? No. But we have a lot of credit of that goes to Trolltech. They've been a tremendous partner in helping us have great programmers, and we're excited about giving that back to the community, and they're excited about others now collaborating and making it even better.
Sure. So you came all the way from Utah.
All the way.
From Orem, Utah, just to come to Comdex.
Yeah.
You know, it's a silly little computer show.
Yeah, just a little one.
Are you having a good time here so far?
It's been a great show. It's probably, in many ways, the most significant business Linux show yet. They seem to all get better and better as we go forward.
Sure. All right. Tell me what's new.
What's new? With Caldera?
No, with the question about your underwear. Okay. What's new at Caldera, Ransom?
Well,
no, tell me what's going on at Red Hat.
All right. No, we're really pretty excited about what's happening, both in the Linux industry and with Caldera. We are productizing Linux even further. We announced at the show what we call an e-server platform, which allows Linux to take advantage of this exploding specialized server area, appliance server area. You can remotely administer every aspect of Linux and all the services you deploy. In fact, you can configure those and install those remotely with the same kind of interface that we've done on the client. You can now do with the server. And then you can administer every aspect of Linux from that web environment. So you can literally deploy specialized servers and the applications that will run on them remotely across the web and then administer it remotely across the web. So we're targeting, you know, what we call electronic solution providers, who are your corporate technical specialists, and who are deploying the intranet infrastructure. It's your ISPs who say, I don't make enough money on the pipe anymore. I've got to start doing more services. And it's your traditional VARs that have found that they need to get their applications and services deployed to their customers in this new e-business paradigm. And we're just really excited about the tools that we're providing. The other thing, by the way, the other thing is a Java-based open standards component e-commerce builder, which we call e-builder.
Wow, there are about six buzzwords in a row.
Isn't that crazy?
That was cool.
How many acronyms can we throw into this phrase?
I think somebody's hit buzzword bingo here. Yeah,
wow, that's great.
That's cool. That's really cool. It sounds like some neat stuff. Application delivering over the internet, I take it, is like a big growth sector for you, I assume.
Well, we believe that Linux is going to play the biggest impact in this industry in this post-PC paradigm of specialized servers and clients. And because it can be optimized and customized to fit whatever solution you need, and that's where the internet infrastructure is going to be extended. And so then all of the services and applications that will be designed for this new paradigm will run optimally on top of Linux, such as Java and other based solutions.
So they'll work really well with your legacy Windows NT platforms.
Well, the beauty of the internet is it really is with open standards.
Seriously.
It's pulling those things together.
Isn't that awesome?
It is. It's awesome. On the desktop and on the server both, it's allowing all of these legacy systems like Windows,
for example,
to be plugged into this new e-business paradigm.
Well, first of all, actually now I have to inform you that you've just racked up a $75 fine. You had a $51 before because you used the word paradigm three times in an interview.
Sorry.
You're going down,
God.
Pal.
That's all right.
That's awesome.
It sounds great. I mean, I always like to hear when people are going to be able to remotely access stuff from home. And be able to work on stuff from home, because I think that's really the direction things are going to be going. I work for Linux Today. I work from home. It's just a 8-pace walk to my office, you know, from my bed in the morning.
We think he works from home, Randy.
They think I do some work when I get there.
I think you should be asking what type of briefs he wears.
Yeah, I wear boxers, if the audience is interested.
Be really careful, because the man has a loaded accordion right behind you.
I do. I've got an accordion right here.
And I'm going
to
tell you,
I'm not afraid to use it in the middle of an interview with Ransom Love.
I think he's caused several guests' hair to fall out, but I haven't had a count yet. So.
They're just going nuts. So what about the future of COES, the Open Administration System?
Well, again, COES is designed, we're all about abstracting, I guess, the information you need to manage both the client, right, in this new paradigm, but which we believe the desktop itself, you know, people always ask, well, I'm changing it, but we're all about abstracting the management. That's what COES is all about, right?
Okay.
Is abstracting the management so that it can be done within multiple interfaces, right?
Okay.
Including the browser. So Webmin is just a component now that we extend COES to allow a browser to administer all of that abstraction, you know, that comes out there. So and then there's another element that we need to add there too, as far as management, which is directory.
Okay.
And we can get into that if you'd like. But
what about wine?
Wine. What about wine? Well, again,
got a Laporte under the table.
Yeah,
here.
I was going to.
We're looking for it. Okay.
This is the first time I've seen water, Joe. Caffeinated water. I mean,
no,
come
fantastic.
On.
Tell us about the Novell thing.
Novell thing. I want to hear about wine.
No wonder you guys are so wired. You're drinking this caffeinated water up here. Yeah,
well,
you want wine. Okay.
I had a guy across the street here throwing caffeinated chocolates into my mouth here earlier. You missed that. It's terrible.
All right. Well,
one of my associates online is asking you personally to steal my accordion and take it with you when the interview is finished. But tell me about wine. Are you planning on implementing wine at all? A lot of people are interested.
In all honesty, I wonder if wine, I mean, wine's a great thing. We've been supportive of wine for a long time, and we even published a technology called Willows, which was a Windows API and ABI effort to try to enhance, you know,
that.
The wine effort.
That's cool.
So, but in all honesty, I'm not sure that they were chasing something that is already behind us, you know. I think that the future is really on these distributed applications out there like Java, the internet, web-based kind of solutions that are available to us. That's where even Microsoft is going. At least that's what they say they're going.
You're talking about some sort of DNA thing, isn't that right? doesn't that stand for Dinosaurs Never Adapted? Something like that. I can't remember what it stands for.
But I think the key though is to try to wrap, you know, and involve some of the legacy components into this new paradigm. But the new applications that will be exciting and be deployed will be internet based on internet standards, as opposed to.
And they're here today from you.
So you're still really into Java.
Well, I think the industry is really into Java.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that Linux and Java combined is a tremendous. Now that, by the way, I think is getting out of the Java OS business.
Hallelujah!
It was never an operating system. It's a wonderful API, but so Sun's getting out of that, and
which is a good thing.
Which is a wonderful thing, and so Linux becomes the ideal platform underneath all of that wonderful development going on with Java to deploy some of these distributed applications. I'm not saying Java's the end-all cure-all, but it definitely allows us to move into this paradigm where we can distribute the applications and services we need and customize those or optimize those to a given environment.
All right. So, e-business. That's your buzzword of the day. Trust me. We know. And you know what? In another couple minutes, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. We've been talking about it all week. We actually stop our interviews so that our listeners can hear your people screaming e-business at the top of their lungs. I even hear the Star Trek Borg thing occasionally from back there.
You know what? Along that line, I got to say, this is one of the only industries or parts of the industries where we still have fun. You know?
Yes.
And that's neat.
It's
important. That's one of the attractive things. So,
It is fun. And a lot of the people that I get to talk to, like doing what I do, I mean, they're just fun people. And a lot of things that I like is you've got a large group of.
Hey.
Oh, do you hear that? Do you hear it? The bane of my broadcasting existence. Do you hear that e-business chant back
what
there?
What an obnoxious company.
God, I hate them.
I'll tell ya. But isn't it terrible when you have competition like that right behind you, Emmett? I'll tell you.
But you've got, like,
we've got the
a bunch of fun, persistent people who are willing to get in there and get their hands dirty, and they just give it all away, and it's fantastic. So, my question to you is, open source, how much more of it are you going to release?
Well, the key to Linux and its value to the industry is the fact that it is open source. So I mentioned to you that we feel that management's a key component in this distributed environment.
Sure.
We're doing a lot of work to, by the way, we're using open standards and APIs to do that, like directory, LDAP. We're going to work with the community to enable all of Linux and the services, Samba and Apache and other things, to be seen as objects in anybody's directory. All of the work we do there is going to be contributed back to the community,
awesome.
Just like Lizard was.
Okay.
So it solves the problem of it installing. Now we need to solve the problem of it management, and now you can have a truly distributed environment that literally anybody, whether they have Unix experience or not, can administer and deploy and develop to. That's exactly our goal. And so that's what we're all about.
That's great. I'm told to ask you about corporate support towards pay-to-play technologies such as new codecs, proprietary data formats, etc. Are we going to see any of that kind of stuff come from Caldera?
Well, right now, with the eBuilder technology we announced in our booth, it already supports Corba. Okay?
Great.
And we have been a very KDE, even on the desktop, with the new KDE version, fully Corba compliant, and we're pretty excited about that. So Corba and open standards in general, we're definitely going to support, all our technologies will be based and support all of that infrastructure. So
That's fantastic. That's really great to hear.
We really need a plug-and-play, componentized world of all of our services and the applications deployed thereon. And Linux is the ideal platform. Now we need to make sure that we interoperate with all the levels going up from that to make sure that all of these people who are deploying these wonderful solutions can do so literally in a plug-and-play world. Plug in the database they want, plug in the application server they want, plug in the legacy accounting system or whatever, and make it all viable now in this new paradigm.
Oh,
of
$100. Ching. Wow. You know
terrific.
What? One more time and I've made back what I've lost at the blackjack table. That's fantastic.
No, you're going to hit me with that stupid accordion. That's what you're going to do.
Stupid?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, now.
That was the word I would have used.
Quote, stupid.
This. Yeah. Somebody, he's pointing towards my IRC window.
So tell us a little bit about the interoperability with that you mentioned earlier, your server, the Novell side of things.
Okay. Again, if you use open standards and internet standards, like
okay.
LDAP,
yes.
Okay, even Novell's NDS,
yes.
Can see LDAP objects. In fact, it's set up to do that. So ICE SecureWay, Netscape's, which now is Suns, I believe, or a combination thereof. I'm not exactly sure what that is. But any of those, they see LDAP objects. Okay, so
terrific.
if you stick with internet standards, because the internet's changing the business paradigm.
Oh, yes, I paid back my money. Honey, we're going to dinner when I get home.
You can use it one more time, okay? And then you can
make 150, I'll split the 25 with you.
No, the internet, if we stick with those internet standards.
It's just your money orders. That's fine.
We're going to see, even Microsoft, frankly, is going to have to embrace and integrate with those kinds of standards. So Active Directory and all those. So that's how I think if we stick with the internet standards and we'll have a lot more interoperability plug and play in the world, just because of the sheer dominance and acceptance of the internet in the way we live.
And I have to point this out. You have that solution when?
Well, the beauty of what we're offering, even the e-server that we have today, we've begun some of that integration work and already given it back, the PAM modules and things like that, so that users on Linux can be seen in NDS's directory.
Yes.
Even our client, work that we've done with Novell with Open Linux.
Yes.
We published back the stuff that we did above and beyond, the integration for NetWare above and beyond. That's already open sourced. We're working with Novell, hopefully, to get the rest of that, the whole client published.
Awesome.
Which would be great for the industry as well.
But it's available right now.
It's available right now.
So you don't have to wait. If you're in a position of thinking, I want directory services today, good, solid ones that are working, you can purchase them right now as opposed to...
Yeah, and directory
sometime, God knows when in the future, maybe a year or whatever, for other proprietary vendors.
Yeah. The key here, directory services, as it's been sold to everybody out there, I think is wrong.
Okay.
Who cares about where the directory service resides? If directory is doing its job, it's abstracting everything. It can reside on any platform anywhere.
Yes.
So just porting a directory service to
a
platform.
In a different country, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what you want is the management capability that it provides you. You want that. Now you've pulled up and you're actually making the management of the device now part of your network, objects. That's how directory should be done. So, it's not big news that a directory's on Linux. Well, it could stay on NetWare, it could stay on anywhere. What you need is Linux to be able to be seen and managed by a directory. That's exciting, because now it becomes a useful tool.
Great.
And that's the key. And we're starting to do that. You'll see more of that as we move forward.
Terrific.
That's great. Well, you're a very busy person. And you're just running around conduct. It was hard to get you here today.
Well, I apologize.
I'll
do better next time.
It's not your
as long
fault.
As you want me back next time.
Oh, of course we want you back. I mean, even though you're not willing to answer questions about your underwear.
Since he won't answer the question about the underwear, could he at least say hi to one of my friends who's a fan of Caldera? He's been using it for a long time.
Caldera or Caldera?
Whatever you like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're not
like,
picking.
Just keep buying it, please.
That's right.
I'll call it Caldera. Caldera. No, I don't know. Anyways, Scott Courtney,
Caldera.
He's a good friend of mine. He's used it back in Ohio, and he loves it. He's just a fan. Say hi to Scott.
Well, Scott, we sincerely appreciate your allegiance.
And we want you to thank everybody that uses
Linux. I'm abusing my journalistic abilities right now, big time.
We'd like everybody to know, and when we get the $25 billion settlement, we'd like to know that you all get your check for $5 in the mail.
There you go.
Anyway, it's not terrific. I really like your product. I've installed it a few times, and your installation is the most painless, and I really love the game of Tetris at the end.
Isn't that great? Nice touch, isn't it?
It is a nice touch. I've told people about it, and a lot of Windows users can't imagine it, that you'd actually multitask an installation like that. It's
awesome.
Amazing.
It is. Fun.
So
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's great. Thanks for coming on the air with us. Big hand for Ransom Love. Yeah.